Now, we've heard here on the show in recent years about the Accelerated Coding Bootcamp, which is a Code Institute program run by Kerry College in Mona Valley in Tralee. Well, it is back again this year. It is starting on the 26th of June, and it's a course for job seekers or those looking to return to the workforce for in-demand software development occupations. And we're hearing it the whole time about the huge shortage of software developments. And of course, there are huge opportunities in that area in Kerry. Well, to talk about this, about the benefits of it, and to hear from a past graduate, I spoke earlier to Aidan Lawless, Market Expansion Manager at the Code Institute, Isav Nestor, Assistant Campus Manager at Kerry College, and Cormac Lawler, a former graduate of the Diploma in Full Stack Software Development offered by the Code Institute and delivered by Kerry College. And I started with Aidan Lawless of Code Institute, and I put it to him that software developers are hugely in demand at the moment.
Yeah, certainly, you know, in terms of software development, the reason why Code Institute exists is because, you know, the graduates coming out of university just simply weren't keeping pace with the demands from employers. So from our perspective, back in 2015, Code Institute was established, and really that was to help helping people into these types of occupations. So I think today, in partnership with Kerry College, it'd be a very interesting opportunity for people in the Kerry region to help those who, you know, maybe coming back to the workforce, may have been recently made redundant, or simply are a job seeker looking to get into a in-demand occupation. Really what that's about today is to help, you know, discussions around that.
And this is an accelerated coding bootcamp, and I believe it's the only one in Europe.
That's correct. Well, it is accelerated. So in terms of the actual training itself, it's offered by Kerry College down in the Mona Valley campus. So it's over a 24-week period. So it's certainly not an easy course. It's not for the faint-hearted. However, certainly for those who are looking for a career pathway into software development, and in 1 year and less, and that's a goal that they can realize. So absolutely, yes, in terms of the actual enrollment into training, like, it's all based on aptitude and motivation. So, you know, those who are willing to put in the effort and those who are willing to press on for those 24 weeks, you know, in less than a year, they can realize their goal and become a fully fledged, job ready software developer.
And it's full time.
It is indeed, yes. So it would be a full time commitment for those 24 weeks. Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Isav, I might bring yourself in there from a Kerry College point of view. I mean, there's a huge amount of companies in Kerry, a huge number of startups. There's a lot of opportunities in the tech, in the STEM sector here. So I suppose it was a great opportunity for Kerry College to partner up with Code Institute on this bootcamp.
Absolutely, Mary. Yeah. We've been in partnership with Code Institute on this, running this since 2019. Originally, I suppose, when we were looking at in this space, we realized that there's probably a number of different offerings that are needed. There's probably people that you know, want to maybe study at their own pace on maybe a longer duration course. There's obviously room for people that are coming out of universities, but then there's also the space for people like Cormac, who's on the call here as well, that want something accelerated, that are willing to put in that effort for the 24 weeks as this course is, but come out at the end of it with a university accredited qualification. So it made a lot of sense for us to partner up with Code Institute for that. And I mean, like, the, you know, in terms of the, you mentioned the companies that are in Kerry, but in like just on a quick bit of research, you know, earlier on, you know, there's over 300 software related roles are being advertised at the moment in the Munster region. You know, so the demand is there for the graduates of this course. And, you know, I suppose what we're trying to do and what we try and do with all of our courses for employment in Kerry College is really just to actually meet the demand, you know, give people the skills that they need to move into the roles that they want to take on.
Cormac, I'll bring you in there now. Welcome back. You were on the show with us before. You might just tell people about your journey, I suppose, what you were doing beforehand and how you ended up getting into doing this boot camp and what you're at now.
Sure, absolutely. It's good to be back. I came from a background that had absolutely nothing to do with technology or software development or anything like that. Originally, I had completed my BA in music performance, and I spent the best part of about 10 years working as an opera singer, self-employed, traveling around, you know, living the life out of the suitcase. And yeah, I was part of the first cohort of students to go through this accelerated course. It was a fantastic experience, great support, worked through it and came out the end. And I was lucky to get quite quickly into a role with Accenture. I got on their graduate program, which was perfect to go from this sort of course into a graduate program. Worked with them for over a year and a half. And now I'm working for a company called Clio. We're a legal technology company, and I am working as a sort of mid-level software developer. It's been a whirlwind journey over the last few years.
And I suppose when you were choosing this course, why did you decide to go for something like this as opposed to maybe going back to university and maybe studying, you know, a full degree over a number of years?
This was something I was really interested in. It was something I really wanted to do, but I just couldn't justify myself stepping away from the workforce for maybe 2 or 3 full years. I had sort of been working for 10 years. I had, you know, rent to pay, all that sort of stuff. And it just wasn't realistic to give up that much time. So to be able to do it in such an accelerated platform, put in the hours, put in the hard work, and come out the end with this university accredited diploma was too good an opportunity to give up, really.
Aidan, I might bring you back in there again. You know, Cormac just said he came from a music performance background. Are there any particular criteria that you need to have so that you can apply for this? Can you come from any kind of sector? Is it for people who maybe are returning to work after being out of the workplace for a while, or for someone who's looking for a new job or a new career?
Absolutely. I think Cormac's story would be quite common, where they might be coming from a completely different industry or maybe very different education, looking to do a full career change. And I guess from Code Institute's perspective, like, we assess everybody based on aptitude and motivation only. So, you know, we've taken everybody from the butcher, the baker, the candle maker into software development. It's probably important as well to kind of press the point that, you know, when we're talking about the concepts of this qualification, a diploma in full stack software development, you don't need to be good at maths to be a good coder. I mean, that's absolutely not true. You certainly don't need 500 points to be a good coder. I think, you know, ultimately, when it comes to people considering this type of training, like, if they have the goal, the motivation to become a software developer, they come through an assessment process, and during that process, like, they'll be introduced to, you know, software development concepts, and it's designed for everybody really to come in. Like, it doesn't have any particular criteria. So I guess in this case, really, you know, the type of target audience will be those who, you know, I think I mentioned there before, who are looking to return back into the workforce, who might have taken time off for family commitments or other commitments. It might be very well somebody like Cormac, who maybe went down a certain profession and is looking to get back into something completely different. And even those who may have been recently made redundant and looking to get onto a fast track into software development as well. So I think just the criteria itself, it's really much based around that aptitude and motivation piece.
And as we heard Cormac say there, I mean, he was lucky to get into Accenture and now he has moved on from there. There is a high percentage of the people who complete this course, they go into employment.
Absolutely, yes. So the course offered by Kerry College, it is employment outcome focused. So in the context of graduate outcomes, roughly about 83% would be in employment after graduating within 6 months. And that goes as high as 98% after 12 months. So really those that come out the other side, you know, it's very strong graduate outcomes and employment outcomes there. And even those who are actually in the course itself who haven't even finished, they do get approached by employers as well looking to hire software development. And, you know, even, I guess, when we say job-ready software developers, that's not just the practical coding skills that learners acquire on the course. That's also the career coaching program that's built into the course that helps learners be able to come, you know, just job ready. So that even those kind of simple things at the end, like interviewing techniques and being able to put their best forward when they're applying for those type of jobs and be able to hold themselves during those type of interviews, that all forms part of the program. So certainly, yes, the outcome is quite high in terms of grad outputs, and you know, definitely someone coming in would expect to come out the other side and go into software development occupation.
Isa, if I might bring yourself back in there again, you know, Cormac alluded to, you know, that he couldn't really afford to, you know, go back to university, spend 2 or 3 years studying full time. With this course then, how does it work in terms of, like, are there fees attached to people taking part in it?
As Cormac has mentioned, yeah, look, that's a key consideration for a lot of people that are thinking about taking on courses with ourselves and with other institutions as well. No, this program is fully funded. So there are no fees. Someone doesn't have, I suppose, that financial concern if they're thinking about coming on to this course. And I suppose just to put that in perspective, you know, in terms of how important that can be to you, you know, coding boot camps like this around Europe can be up to and above €10,000 to complete. So the fact that you can, you know, or someone that's in Kerry can actually attend this, it's on their doorstep, they can come in and do it. And it's, as I said, it's fully funded. There are no fees attached to it at all. Is a huge attraction for all the graduates to come out of here, really speak about that and speak about how important that was to them.
And for anyone who might be on it then, are there any kind of supports they can get, as in financially? Is there anything that they can try to avail of, or does it depend on each person's situation?
Yeah, it depends on each person's situation. But yes, I suppose there are supports available to learners that come on, as there are with all the Kerry College courses. If people want more information as to what might apply to them, they can contact our admissions department. So their number is 066-714-9696, and they'll get to speak to one of our admissions team there who can advise them on the kind of supports they can avail of. And I suppose, as well as that, then if anyone wants any other information on the course itself or on either courses, they can go onto our website. It's kerrycollege.ie, and they can see the full range of courses there. I mean, if they're looking in particular for this course, it's the diploma in software development is the course they're looking for.
Okay. Aidan, I might come back to you there again. You know, if, I suppose there's so much talk these days about AI and about how potentially it's going to change or make so many people's jobs redundant. For anybody out there who is thinking, well, you know, my job could be one of those, this is a great opportunity to train up in coding, something which I'd imagine is going to be hugely valuable in terms of getting a job for a long time to come.
Absolutely. And I guess no conversation these days where he's complete without talks about ChatGPT and stuff like that. But I think absolutely, you know, in terms of roles now, nearly every single job you can think of requires some element of digital skills. And, you know, when we're talking the context of coding, that'd be advanced digital skills. When you mentioned, like you mentioned AI and ChatGPT, and I guess maybe kind of the question in there kind of is, in what does it actually mean? And but when you're speaking with, say, software development, like it's almost, you know, feedback from other employment clusters and even partners and even software developers themselves, like they view that as a productivity tool. So absolutely, yes, you know, that part is coming. However, I think when you're talking about coding, like you still will need humans to check code. You will still need that kind of oversight as well. And certainly as a productivity tool, you know, there's kind of discussions around that. And I guess the view there is, you know, they're seeing it as an opportunity as opposed to a threat.
When it comes to actual jobs, they're across a wide section of companies, really. They aren't just necessarily just software companies. It could be within a larger company who's trying to develop software.
Absolutely. Like, I guess when you talk about software development, like, you know, I'd certainly say that every company needs to think like a software developer. So just because you're not a tech company does not necessarily mean that you need software developers. And certainly when you look at, say, the insurance industry or even the banking industry, you know, they're crying out for software developers because they have services and products that they need to develop. And so the type of skill sets those people acquire in these type of programs, you know, they can transcend, you know, every industry and every company profile. So you're dead right there. And certainly not just in the context of the actual roles themselves, but, you know, looking at companies when they're providing the services online or maybe through e-commerce sites, etc., like having software developers there to help support that growth is absolutely necessary.
Post-COVID, a lot of people think work-life balance. When it comes to these kind of jobs, I know obviously will differ from company to company, but would a lot of them be, you know, work at home or maybe have hybrid models? And what kind of salaries would you roughly be talking about?
I think the software development role before the pandemic, you know, those types of occupations were quite well suited to remote delivery. And certainly now, you know, that's still very much the case. The reason for that is largely probably down to the fact that employers, like, they are competing against a very finite pool of people, those who are software developers. So when it comes to how they do those roles and where they do those roles, there's a lot of flexibility there. So in terms of salaries, you know, if you're looking at kind of like an entry type role into software development, you could be talking anywhere from 35 up to 45,000 euro. And at mid-level, you could be talking maybe around 50, possibly even 60,000 euros for a yearly salary. And then when you start getting to the senior roles, you're talking roughly 70,000 euro and above. So they're quite lucrative occupations as well, you know, for those who are looking to do a career change. And also, I guess as well, maybe people who want to have something a bit more financially independent and be able to get into an industry or occupation that has, you know, that longevity.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Cormac, I might come back to you. I suppose, you know, you are a graduate of this diploma in full stack software development. What did you like about it? What did you find helpful, you know, in terms of that support that's there from Kerry College and the Code Institute?
The support is pretty much number one with Code Institute. We had full access to their tutoring team, which sort of online help chat, which were fantastic. Again, when we talk about the accelerated learning, if you run into a problem, you don't really have maybe a few hours to sort of bang your head against the wall with the issue. You know, you have these team who can really just sort of point you in the right direction. You know, they're not going to give you the answer per se, but they're going to help you debug the issue yourself and really help you save time there. And then we were all given mentors as well from the software development industry, which is fantastic. You know, even just being able to chat with them and see, you know, what's the industry like and, you know, where could you go from, say, a junior developer onwards? I mean, there's plenty of roles and occupations, not just in software development. You know, you could always move into the technical project management role. There's such a career growth path that you can take. So, yeah, you know, having that sort of support network there was absolutely fantastic. It was key.
You're a great example anyway for the programme. Isif, I might just finish up with yourself. So this Accelerated Coding Bootcamp, the Diploma in Full Stack Software Development by the Code Institute delivered by Kerry College, it's starting on campus in Mona Valley in Tralee on the 26th of June. So for anyone listening who is interested, what can they do to make contact, to apply for it?
You know, the first thing, I suppose, is exactly as you said there, to make contact. You know, so the 26th of June is a few weeks away, and this course is always quite popular. So we have a lot of applications up there already. But look, there are still places on the course. There are people that are still waiting to do the coding challenge as part of the recruitment process. So I suppose the main thing really is, you know, go onto the website. You can apply directly from our website, kerrycollege.ie, or you can contact our admissions team and they'd be happy to talk to you about all of your options for the courses that we have, and in particular the Diploma in Software Development.
Okay, so kerrycollege.ie or 0667149696.
Yep, that's it.